Well, welcome to the Brave Podcast. Today we are joined by Minister Matilda and by our beautiful Pastor V. Welcome and thank you so much for being a part of this session today.
So in today's topic, we get to talk about building resilience in times of setbacks and challenges. So I think to start, if you guys could maybe just share a personal...
Okay.
Do we just continue from where
let's start again. We were at the beginning.
Okay.
Well, welcome back to the Brave Podcast. Today we are joined by our beautiful Pastor Virginia and Minister Tilly. Welcome, ladies, and thank you so much for being a part of this brave journey with us.
We're excited to have you both here and to hear about what you have to share. And I think in today's topic, we get to discuss building resilience in times of challenges and setbacks. So I think to start, if Tills, we can start with you. If you could maybe just share a personal experience of when you were faced with a significant challenge or setback.
Okay. So I remember in 2021 when I was pregnant, and then I gave birth to my little one. So I have two beautiful girls, and then my youngest was born with a rare condition. So she was born disabled with a rare condition called fibula hemimelia, which causes the leg to be shorter than the other one. Obviously, because it is rare and we've never had it in the family, I knew nothing about it. So I had to teach myself. I had to do research. It's rare even in South Africa. So most of the studies as well are even international. So it was a lot for me. But I had to be there for my family. I had to be there for my child. I needed to be brave. I couldn't let the negativity swallow me. So I needed to step up. I had no choice but to. I give all credit to God because he's the one who strengthened me, helped me out, and also made me to adapt in our then current situation. So I had to be brave. I had no choice. So I found myself being brave and still am in the process. But God has been good.
Amen. Well, thank you for that. And Pastor Viv, you could also just share a time where you also had to face a significant challenge.
Thank you for the opportunity and to your guests and our lovely hosts. Also for the opportunity through our producer, Coltuano, and our executive producer, Janine Jacobs. Thank you for that opportunity to share this evening. My story began, well, I've had many challenges, and that grew resilience tremendously in my life. And I am confident and brave because of those challenges. What comes to light is I was a young mother at the age of 23 in 1990 with my firstborn. I had everything planned after giving birth. 6 months later, planned to get back to work and had my, like I say, everything organized, went merrily back to work. Had him settled at a daycare clinic, only a few days later to get a call that I need to get to the hospital, there's an emergency, he's terribly sick. Get to the hospital, not thinking of the worst, being a brave woman, although I was quite young, first born, but I had a lot of faith. I knew that my roots were strong in the Word of God, and I went in with a lot of faith. They treated him for a few days for diarrhea, but say 3 days down the lane, he wasn't getting well at all. and we knew there was something wrong.
Yeah.
And after a forceful, meeting with the doctors, we said we want to transfer our baby out of the hospital. And due to us putting that onto the doctors, they started doing intensive research and tests.
Mm.
So I found myself holding this little baby that was crying continuously, bringing up, taking him for all the tests, weak and frail, busy dying in my hands, basically. That's what the scenario was. But I had to brave it, trust God. And after having all the tests, we were seated at the doctor, and he says that your child's got an intussusception of the bowels. The bowels had lapsed into each other. He was just 6 months.
Sure.
So, I had to brave, trust God. I cried myself. Yeah, emotions.
Yes.
Went wild. But I gathered myself, and I knew now I have to trust God, because it was a major surgery. So that night we saw, he had come out of intensive care. I mean, he had come out of the surgery successfully, and now we find him in intensive care. And we had to process all that. And to top it all, he picked up a fever, and I had to stay with him for 16 days, safe. I had been by his side, giving him the support, but thankfully, I came out of it only through resilience and bravery.
To God be the glory for that. And then, would you say, is there any specific prayers or scriptures or practices that you guys use to help strengthen resilience during these times?
Sure, I can go. So, because my situation with my daughter was of the bone. So, you would think everyone would guess that I would go to Ezekiel. You know, the valley of the dry bones. That was what I held on to. I was like, God, you've done it before, you know. You can do it again.
Exactly.
And I trusted in God, and I meditated on that day and night. And I would go to scripture, you know, read about when God healed the blind man. You know, made the lame walk. You know, I just went to God, and I was like, God, you are able to. So even in my situation, you know, if you want to, you will do this. You know, so those are my scriptures. I read that, and, you know, that gave me strength. I just trusted in God, and I knew that he will definitely come through. And, you know, even right now, obviously the feet are not, the legs are not the same length, but God has just given me all the family peace. And he's like, this is my child, you know. There's a reason why she was born like that. In my eyes, I might think she's imperfect. I want her to be this way. But God is like, I knew this. It's not a surprise to me, you know. And the peace that he has given us, and he's like, you will see even how she's going to grow up, and her life is going to be a testimony to a lot of people. So this, I would say, is also encouraging to me or the family as well, or anyone who sees her life, that sometimes, you know, it doesn't mean that the prayer that we're praying to God, more like asking him or telling him to change the situation, you know, even if it doesn't happen the way that we want it to be. But it is for us to stay trusting in God, and trusting his ways in our lives, because his ways are greater than our ways. In our small minds, we might think that is not perfect, or it's not the best.
But it
is
God.
in God's eyes, that is the best. So we just trust in God, and the word has been our peace, you know.
Thank you.
So good.
Thank you for that.
I go through scriptures, 1 Timothy 1 verse 7. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. And that what keeps me emotionally strengthened, because there's power in that.
Yes.
And fear, we replace every form of fear with faith.
Yeah, I think I love that, because it settles us, right? Mm. How Minister Tully, you were saying that sometimes you may think that, oh, I wish my daughter was in this way or that way, but she was great for God. Yes. When God presented her to you, she was like, you're going to love this.
Yes.
Right? And so what you're saying, Pastor V, is that God is saying that regardless of how we may feel, or regardless of how we may perceive things to be or challenges to be, there is a moment for us that we can choose His peace. We can choose His mind for us.
Mm.
When there is power, there is love, there is soundness.
Mm. Yes.
And I think that's what God wants for us. Definitely. That regardless of where we're at, regardless of how we feel, we can choose to look to Him.
Mm. Yes.
He is such a better option.
Yes. Mm.
He's always a better option for us.
Yeah, yeah. That's so true.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, ladies. I think both of you were vulnerable to share, your experiences with us. So we do appreciate it. It was exciting to hear.
Yeah.
And I think the lesson that can be found here is that we can still persevere through our challenges and our setbacks with God by our side. So thank you again. Stay fierce, stay brave, and continue being the brave mothers that you are. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Did we cover that?
So, Pastor V, are there any lessons maybe that you would like to share with us, lessons learned in your beautiful years that you have walked, and just how we can actually just be braver when we're facing crisis?
I believe that resilience, building to resilience, leads us. We must know that we have to move through and grow from those difficult places.
Yeah.
Those are the lessons that I learned.
Mm.
It brings out the best in you.
Mm.
It makes you believe in yourself. It makes you adjust, become flexible, and adjusting in the situation that you're placed in the crisis that you're in. Adapting. Those are values that I can say that helped me through my difficult times.
And how, if you can just elaborate a little bit further on the adapting, because you said that you move through it. So how can one move while still adapting? Because it feels like it's work that you have to do. And I guess in that moment, you have to be strong for everyone around you as well, you know, as a mother. So how do you adapt and move at the same time?
Emotionally, you remember that when you are caught up in this, you have negative feelings and strong negativity around you and positivity. So hold on to those positive emotions. Get rid of the negativity. You'll have someone or something said that will be negative, negative report that you're facing. Whatever the disaster is, take control of your emotions. If there's something said that's negative and you know it doesn't resonate in your spirit, you know, I always use this analogy of the delete button. On the computer, I tell myself, just delete that.
Yeah.
Don't focus on it.
Yeah.
Because that's going to have an impact in your emotions, which will lead to your habits. You're going to relate in anger or fear, whatever's coming across in whatever you're facing. So once you can take hold of that, you are in control of your behavior.
Mm.
Mm.
And God, putting God first in things, you know. Every time I went through a crisis, I knew that I had to go to scripture, yeah. meditate mm-hmm. on the word to give me strength. And another important thing is your family circle, the support that you
mm.
cultivate in your life.
Yeah.
If you don't have good support structure, it's important to bring that in.
Yes.
Family.
Yeah.
Your caregivers, your helpers, the home fellowship groups that you're in.
Yeah.
If you don't belong to some group, we have ladies, ladies meetings, things mm-hmm. like that you can come and glean from and receive, and it strengthens you to be brave and courageous.
Mm-hmm.
We have it at Siloam. Yeah. Make use of it. Ladies, yes. And yeah, that's what grows me and gives me strength each day.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Minister Tills, anything from your end, words of encouragement?
Okay, so I would say that, you know, you need to surrender everything to God.
Yes.
You need to pour out your heart and be honest to God with your feelings, with those mm. emotions as well.
Mm.
In Psalm 55, God invites us that we need to cast our burdens to Him,
yes.
so that He makes our burdens light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it is, actually it's very difficult if you're carrying it yourself.
Mm. Yes.
And then you don't even have to pretend with God. You tell Him exactly your fears,
mm-hmm.
whatever is difficult,
yes.
you know. And somehow God carries it for you, and you don't know how you manage to go through it.
Mm.
And then as well, hold on to God's promises.
Yes.
You know, the word has those promises, and you remind yourself of what God has done in your life or
mm.
in the people around you.
Mm.
As well, Psalm 125 says, those who trust in the Lord, you
yeah.
know,
yes.
are like Mount Zion, which can never be shaken and never
yeah,
be moved.
Mm-hmm.
Even in that crisis, you know, God will be your strength.
Yes.
God will be your pillar. It will be difficult, but God will give you strength to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the important things,
yes.
you know, when you read your word mm-hmm. and then when you go through this crisis, you know, then it's great because now you can go back to God's word
yes.
that reminds you mm. of all these promises that God has made, which He will definitely fulfill in our lives.
Mm. Yeah.
So, yes.
That's beautiful. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you.